Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 24th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 and Galaxy Watch are on sale now. The Note 9 with 128 gigabytes of storage is $1,000, and the 512 gigabyte version is $1,250. The 42 millimeter Galaxy Watch is $330 or $380 with LTE, and the 46 millimeter watch is $350 or $400 with LTE. No word on the Galaxy Home smart speaker. Slack developer Felix Reisberg has created apps for Windows, macOS, and Linux that run Windows 95. Yes, Windows 95 as an app. Apparently, WordPad, MS Paint, Minesweeper work fine, though networking services do not appear to function, so no Internet Explorer web browsing. Also, launching DriveSpace is the first thing you do after installing is not recommended, based on our limited tests. You can download the app and source code on GitHub. BuzzFeed News obtained an email from Facebook head of cybersecurity policy Nathaniel Gleicher, scheduling a discussion with Google, Microsoft, Snapchat, and other companies to be held at Twitter headquarters Friday. The meeting is described as a follow-on discussion about information operations and election protection. Samsung announced its first smartphone running Android Go, the Galaxy J2 Core. Android Go is a slimmer version of Android meant for lower-end phones. It has Wi-Fi, but appears to have no data connection, only voice and text. That's the J2 Core, not Android Go. It goes on sale in Malaysia and India August 24th. Epic is encouraging players of Fortnite to secure their accounts with two-factor authentication by offering them the Boogie Down character emote for free if they do so. The Boogie Down emote makes your character dance, or rather, boogie down. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. Department of Justice and Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating Microsoft for allegations of bribery in Hungary. Allegedly, Microsoft sold software to partners at a discount, which was then sold back to the government at a higher price, and the difference was paid to government officials. Microsoft told Fortune it became aware of potential wrongdoing in 2014 and pursued an internal investigation, after which it fired 4 employees and terminated business with 4 partners. Facial recognition software installed Monday at Washington Dulles International Airport flagged a 26-year-old man as not matching his passport photo. Turned out the man traveling from Brazil with a French passport was carrying his real ID from the Republic of Congo in his shoe. Orlando International Airport implemented the same software back in June. It has not caught any imposters yet. The World Bank has priced the world's first public bond managed entirely using blockchain. It is a test to see how blockchain might improve bond sales practices. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia is the sole manager of the 2-year bond, priced to yield 2.251%, settling August 28th. It's called the Bondi Bond, both for the famed Sydney Beach and standing for blockchain-operated new debt instrument. The blockchain process makes almost instantaneous a procedure that usually requires a manual book build, allocation, extended settlement, registrar, and custodian. HP Inc. reported a 12% rise in revenue and profits of 52 cents a share for the latest quarter, beating expectations, and it raised its full-year adjusted profit forecast by a few cents per share. HP Inc.'s personal systems business, that's the one that sells its PCs, accounted for 60% of revenue and rose 12%. However, margins in the printer business fell for the third straight quarter, and analysts had expected a rise. Alphabet's Waymo self-driving car company has opened a subsidiary in Shanghai. The subsidiary, called Huimo, H-U-I-M-O, Business Consulting, opened May 22nd as a business and logistics consultancy, as well as providing services related to the design and testing of self-driving car parts. That's according to the business registration it filed in Shanghai. Waymo confirmed the opening and says it does have employees working there. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.